It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats Basketball is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milam Real Estate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buff. We are live from Rose Holman University, home of the Fighting Engineers, for the fourth annual Gobbler Games as your Mount Vernon Wildcats sent to take on Cascade here from Hulbert Arena. Alan Buck, say hello to everybody this afternoon.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Great to be here. No place else you'd rather be in other than a gymnasium playing basketball on a cold winter's day like this. And I'm sitting here, I witnessed the pain and torture it took for a Wabash man to talk highly of Rose Holman Institute here. But Chris
this,
made it
this
through.
This facility opened up, I believe, in 1997. The last time I was in here was my senior year in college. In 1998, and it has not aged well. I will be the first to admit that.
They might say the same about you, Chris. But hey, this is the game before us went down to, it was 5 points with about 3 minutes left. It went down to the wire. This game, we've got
Cloverdale and Greencastle. They play the 1 o'clock match.
Right. We have Cascade has one game under their belt. They beat Faith Christian 72-43. That's a 1A school. We beat Vincennes Rivet, a 1A school, by the score of 66-39. So on paper, the teams look pretty darn close. They do have two seniors that are both 6'5". One's named Connor Sanders, one's named Carter Sanders. I'm going to guess they might be related.
Both play forward. Yeah. And, you know, one thing you talk about, the records, we usually have statistics. Alan, this is a historical meeting today.
First ever?
First ever meeting between the Mount Vernon Wildcats and the Cascade, I forget what their
cadets, that's right.
Yes, the Cascade Cadets.
Do their uniforms look a little familiar?
Kind of reminds me of
like ISU's uniforms.
Yeah, Indiana State. Not too far from here, right up the road. You know, they play in Class 3A, Sectional 27. From here, they play Monrovia. Mainly 2A and 3A schools is what they have on their docket.
Right.
So it'll be an interesting matchup here against the Cadets and the Mount Vernon Wildcat, you know, of Mount Vernon.
Yeah, just watching them warm up, they've had several of the Cascade players have gone up and dunked the ball. We generally don't do that in warm-ups, but you just want to know what the athleticism is on the other side of the ledger, and theirs looks to be okay, but we will find out. The emphasis for Mount Vernon on Tuesday night was on the defensive end of the floor. They really played belly button defense, and that was a good thing to see. They weren't shy about throwing in some fouls here and there, although it was a historic night. This would be the third season in a row that Brady Schickel's been playing. He did not commit a foul last Tuesday.
Well,
that's the first time ever.
It'll be interesting today with that matchup of those 2 6'5" seniors to see how Schickel's going to stay out of foul trouble. Yep. We need that trend to carry on early and often in this young 2024-25 campaign for the Mount Vernon Wildcats. Alan, I do have some breaking news. A Clowers family member just told me they're listening in from Mount Vernon. Thanks for broadcasting. Hey, it's Bryce Clowers' birthday today. Let's get that W. So happy birthday.
That's right. Happy birthday to Bryce. Which birthday is it? Would it be about 17, probably?
You would ask. I don't know. I'm sure she'll message me. But you always ask the questions that I don't have the answers to. We're about 2 minutes from tip-off, though. The Wildcats reemerge from the locker room. He's 17, Alan Buck. 17. Happy 17th birthday.
I got one right. Can I take a quarter out of the tip jar?
Yes, you can. You're not going to have to walk back to Posey County tonight. So, you know, when I'm driving, there's always that threat.
Always that possibility.
You just never know if you're going to get back in the car before we leave. But I think in the tournament, you know, you have a little bit different mindset in these one-off tournament games. You know, you're just after Thanksgiving. You want to get that turkey worked off. You want to get out to a fast start, I believe, if you're Mount Vernon here, sort of like what they did the other night in Vincennes.
Right. Establish a rhythm. Get in, get in sync with each other on the court. Offensively, they weren't as well as what we'd like to see, but defensively, they did. They were very strong, and they reacted well with each other. Now, we did have some foul trouble early, but, you know, that just comes. We've got football players that are now trying to play basketball, so some of the things they were doing, and I don't want to throw them under the bus, but Ryder Snodgrass is one. Some of the things he was doing are not fouls in football, but they were here on the basketball court. But he'll be one that could really help out a lot with help out under the boards. He's a big, strong kid. Oh, he's only 6'1", but he's muscular, and he jumps very well. So that'll be some good help. Another one, Meyer Robb. I'm surprised, pleasantly surprised, how well he can leap this year. He doesn't carry a lot of bulk with him, but he's very, very mobile, very quick, and he's not afraid to get in and get his nose bloody.
I tell you, 30 seconds from the announcement of these two teams, why don't you give the fashion report for those listening at home today?
Well, Cascade is located in Clayton, Indiana, which is about halfway between Terre Haute and Indianapolis. So they have powder blue uniforms a la the ISU basketball team. But up and down the sides, they have checkerboards, kind of like the Indy 500. So that's their uniform. And then your Mount Vernon Wildcats are on their road whites with the gray numbers and the Wildcat on the hip, on the hips, plural. So
I'll have the starters for the Cascade Cadets. It's going to be number 3, Ryder Williams. He's a 6'2 sophomore guard. Number 5, Toby Savini. He's a 5'11 junior guard. It's going to be number 22, Brady Trebley. He's a 6'2 junior forward.
Not giving weights on these guys?
No, there's no weights listed down, but we're not going to go there. Number 23, Connor Sanders. He's a 6'5 senior. And number 24, that is going to be Carter Sanders. And he is a senior, 6'5 senior. They're coached, of course, by David Carpenter, who is 26-44 in his fifth year at Cascade.
All right, for your Mount Vernon Wildcats, we're going to have Mesh Hostetter. This is his third year starting. He's a 5'10 junior, goes 175 pounds. We've got number 1, Meyer Robb. He's a 6'2 junior, 160 pounds. And next one, Bryce Clowers, is a 6-foot junior. He's 155. Brady Schickel, 6'3, 195 pound junior. And the next one is Ryan Snodgrass. Ryder Snodgrass, and I'm sorry, I said he was 6'1. My apologies. He's 6'3, and he goes a good 195 pounds. So we got a couple of good solid football players underneath. We have 4 of them on the court, Meyer Robb being the only non-footballer.
And they're coached by head coach Joe Newcomb, who's 46-77 in his sixth year at Mount Vernon.
The reason I always emphasize football players is on loose balls and that, they're all over it. They're on the floor first. They don't care about injury stuff because they just get after it.
Connor Sanders against Snodgrass. Snodgrass gets a tip to Clowers. They're going right to left on your dial. Hostetter's going to take it across the timeline. He'll be on the right side of the court. Over to Clowers. Back up top to Snodgrass. Down low to Robb. Robb in the paint. Throws up a shot. Gets it to go. 2-0 Mount Vernon with 7:41 to go here in the opening quarter.
That was some excellent defense. Man-to-man defense by both teams. That terrific shot by Robb. Terrific.
Trebby over to Williams. Back to Trebby on the left side. Dribbles out top the key. Works it over to Sanders.
Which one?
Sanders to the other Sanders. Down low. Kicks it back out to Williams. Try to call it Connor and Carter. I'll try to keep you.
Yeah, Connor's 23.
Number 3, Rhett Williams for 3. 3-2. Cascade with 7:06 to go in the first. Hostetter back on offense. Gets it up top to Robb. Robb, a little bit of help with Snodgrass. Spins. Kicks it out to Hostetter. Works it up for a 3, and it is, oh, they're going to count it
as a 2.
Yeah, has foot on the line. 4-3 Mount Vernon with 6:50 to go in the first.
Glad to see Hostetter just take that stop and pop because the movement wasn't that good, but he had the opening.
Treby gets it to Sanders. That's the other Sanders for three.
Carter
off the mark,
missed.
No good.
Oh, Brady was way
Schickel
up
with
in
the rebound
air.
To Hostetter. He'll take it up right to left. Attacks the basket, looking for a foul. Let's see if they're calling it. No, they're going to say it went out of bounds off of a Cascade Cadet. Kind of here in the baseline where we're our broadcast view today, right in front of us.
Yeah, we're on the end zone in line, which is an interesting view from the game. So when Chris says they're going right to left, they're going away to toward.
Oh, it's stolen by number three Williams on the breakaway to Sanders. He lays it in for two. It's 5-4 Cascade with 6:21 to go here in the first.
Yeah, that was Brady Trebley.
Rob to Clowers. Yeah. Clowers dribbles back out on the left corner. Kicks it over to Rob. Rob up top looking for help from Schickel. Approaching six to go. Wildcats down by one. 5-4. Hostetter with the ball. Looks to Coach. Coach still has the coat on early in the game. They work it around. Rob to Schickel down low. Banks it in for two. And Mount Vernon's back in front. 6-5 with 5:48 to go here in the first.
It's a beautifully done play. And Meyer Rob drove it down. When the defense collapsed on him, he had a wide open Brady Schickel on the opposite block. Beautiful pass from Rob.
Trevi at top the key down low. Intended for Sanders. Meyer Rob got a hand on it.
Nice deflection. They had a guy running the baseline back behind our defense. And Meyer Rob saw the eyes of the passer and got his hand in there and poked it out of bounds.
It'll be Connor Sanders on the inbounds here for Cascade. Up, down by one, 6-5 to your Mount Vernon Wildcats. That's a two ball for Carter Sanders. 7-6 Cascade with 5:28 to go here in the first. Hostetter to Clowers. Clowers with a spoon move in the paint. Loses it. Kind of stolen by Trevi. Trevi on the fast break. Takes it up, and he's going to draw a foul. And I believe...
That's on Hostetter, but yeah, I thought he knocked it out of bounds, but there's... Oh, wait a minute.
No, I think it's going to go on Clowers.
I think that's 15. I think they gave it to Snodgrass. Snodgrass was in position to commit the foul, but he didn't reach out and do it. It was Hostetter that reached his hand in there. So I think they got the wrong guy.
But. Yeah, it's Snodgrass. So hits the first one. Does Trebley. Trebley, a 6'2" junior. Second opportunity here in the untimed play with 5:17 to go in the first.
Grayson Boozy just went in for Logan Clowers.
Trebby hits them both. Three-point advantage for the Cadets, up 9-6.
I said Logan, I meant Bryce Clowers. My apologies.
Hostetter brings it up. Player falls down for the Cadets. Hostetter gives it to Snodgrass back to Rob. Rob in the paint, lays it up. No good. Sanders with the rebound, gets it to Connor Sanders. Carter and Connor Sanders, I assume they're twin brothers here, seniors for Cascade.
I can't tell them apart.
I was trying to be funny.
Boozy is all over him defensively.
It's a free ball for Savini, no good. Rebounded by Schickel. Gets it to Hostetter. Hostetter attacks, kicks it back out to Snodgrass, to Rob. Rob in the paint. Out in the corner to Hostetter. Thought about a three, finds Rob. Gets it back to Hostetter, back out to Boozy for
short.
Three. Short, Schickel with the rebound. Puts it back for two. It's 6-8 Cascade with 4:17 to go in the first. Mount Vernon down by one. The Cadets with the ball. Savini's going to bring it up. Left or right on your dial. Hands it off to Williams. Williams picked up by Boozy. Going to work it around here. The Sanders brothers back and forth. They go down low, and they get a two ball from Trebley. Down low, 11-8, a three-point advantage for Cascade. Snodgrass brings it down on the right side. Throws up a shot. Gets the roll around, 11-10. Cascade with 3:43 to go here in the first.
It's a good thing he hit that shot because we did not have anybody underneath the rebound. But it was a nice move. He got it in about 6-8 feet with a guy on him and put it in. Nice job, Ryder.
Williams in the corner, at now up top, being guarded by Boozy, and it's stolen by Hostetter. He's going to go in for the easy layup, and just like that, Mount Vernon back up by one, 12-11 with 3:18 to go in the first.
Hoster didn't even get it out of second gear.
He just jumped that pass and took off with it. There in the corner to Trembley. Back up top to Sanders. Over to number five, Savini for three. Wow. 14-12, two-point advantage for Cascade here with 2:57 to go. In the first, Boozy, Hostetter, three ball. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Trebley. Trebley's going to slow the pace down and takes it up. Cascade with the lead in the ball up by two, 14-12. He's going to hand it off to number five, Savini. Savini picked up by Hostetter. Trying to go down low. They get it over to Trebley. Trebley in the left corner. Back up top to Sanders. Over to number five, Savini. He thought about a three. Now kicks it over to Connor Sanders, who drives into the paint. Goes up, gets it to Savini. Savini can't get the shot to go. So it'll be Schickel with the rebound. Gets it to Hostetter on the fast break. Shot blocked by Carter Sanders. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Mount Vernon ball down by 2, 14-12 with 2:11 to go. And checking in, it's going to be number 10, Marcus Hobson, a 6-foot junior for the Cadets.
Jack Campbell comes in for Mount Vernon.
Get it into Schickel. Over to Campbell. Campbell out up top. Now to Rob. Rob hands it to Hostetter in the corner. Dribbles back up top. Looks over to Boozy. Now he's going to pull him back to the timeline as Hostetter's. They're going to reboot the offense here with 1:53 to go, down by two. Boozy up top to Campbell. Campbell at the free throw line, hands it to Rob. Rob drives in, draws a foul. Take your pick.
He's drawing fouls anytime he drives in there. They're not calling him very much. That's one thing we saw in the previous game that we watched, and now this one. They're letting some banging go, and it's going both ways. They let one of our guys bang into a shooter a while ago.
Connor Sanders got the call there. They work it around to Campbell up top. Working it. Hostetter now up top, drives in at the free throw line, pulls it back. Trying to get Campbell open. Now to Rob. As we approach a minute and a half to go in the first, 14-12, Cascade with the lead. Rob trying to work it towards the basket.
Nice feet by Trebley to keep him out of there.
All the way out to Boozy. And they're going to call a foul on Cascade. It'll stop it with 1:23 to go here in the first. Let's count that to Hobson, number 10.
Yeah, I tell you, that Brady Trebley really moved his feet well. I thought Meyer Robb was going to take him to the basket, and he wouldn't let him in there.
Hostetter on the inbounds to Schickel. Back to Nash. Taking their time, down by two, 14-12 are the Wildcats here to Cascade late in the first. Hostetter gets a screen from Schickel, tries a three ball, nails it. Mount Vernon up 15-14 with 1:06 to go in the first.
That was a great screen. He did a pick and he did a pop instead of cutting around the screen, and he had his feet set. Beautifully done.
Trebley tries to go down low.
That would be our ball. Yeah, Jack Campbell got in the passing lane, deflected it, and it went off of Hobson out of bounds for Cascade. They were cutting the baseline again. And our guards, this must be good scouting by Coach Newcomb, because this is twice now, once by Rob, once by Campbell.
I like this. With a minute left, he lets Clowers come in for Schickel.
Yep.
To save Schickel.
A little bit of air from Schickel's lungs, but now we are awfully short out there. Meyer Rob is our lone giraffe, and he's 6'2".
Birthday
and
man.
Guard.
On the inbounds here to Hostetter. Gets it to Rob. Rob pulls it back towards the timeline. 45 on the clock. Wildcats up by one.
And we've got 15, a five-guard out.
Step offense. Back three for Rob, and he nails it.
Holy cow.
18-14, four-point lead for the Wildcats. Longest of the afternoon here with 32 seconds to go. I believe Savini's going to take it up.
That's going to be our last possession.
Yeah, work it for the final shot here of the quarter. Fulbert Arena here. Rose Holman, fourth annual Gobbler Games.
Their coaches were trying to get him in the right position. Now that, okay, Hobson.
We're almost at 10. I'll count you down. Hobson's going to go at 10. No, he's not. Now he goes at 7. They've got 5 seconds to work it around. Sanders for 3.
Long.
Can't get it to go. The tip back is no good, and that's a buzzer. So at the end of the first quarter, it'll be Mount Vernon 18. Cascade Cadets 14. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are here at Rosalman Institute of Technology, home of the Fighting Engineers, the fourth annual Gobbler Games. Cascade with the ball. They go down low to Sanders. Sanders with his back to Snodgrass, tries to drive. They try to kick it back out up top to the other Sanders for a two ball. That's 24 Carter Sanders, no good. Rebounded by Meyer Robb. Wildcats with a four-point lead. Flowers in the corner for three. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Williams. 7:19 to go in the half. Mount Vernon up by four, 18-14. The Cadets of Cascade with the ball. They go down low to Connor Sanders. Gets a basket and a foul. Three-point play opportunity here, the old-fashioned way for Connor Sanders.
Yeah, Bryce Flowers went up and Connor just kind of used him there underneath. He's got a size advantage on him, and when Bryce tried to slap down and block the shot, it's an easy call.
Hits it. Three-point play. Carter Sanders, 18-17, the one-point advantage for the Mount Vernon Wildcats. Boozy takes it across the timeline right to left. Over to Rom on the right side. Stops, looks for help. Campbell. Boozy thought about pulling the trigger, pulls it down, attacks, finds Robb. Robb at the free throw line to Boozy. Kicks it back out. Now Rob's going to pull it down. Takes a jump shot, partially blocked by number 12. And I assume that's Davis Hart off the JV team because we don't have a 12. Now they slow it down. Does Cascade with 6.5 to go in the second. Marcus Hobson being guarded by Clowers. Hobson trying to get down low. Kicks it over to Williams. Williams by Boozy. Over to, that's Trebley. Or no, Sanders.
That's Connor.
Connor.
Carter's down there below.
Slow down in the pace here by Cascade for the first time in the ball game. Trying to really work their offense. Carter Sanders up top goes down low to Connor. Can't get the shot. Rebounded by Snodgrass. Kicks it out to Boozy. Wildcats with the ball up 18-17. 5:52 to go. Boozy goes in. Can't get it to go. Hobson with the rebound. Stolen by Clowers almost, but they run it down. Now they're going to slow it down and reboot. They go over to 24. Sanders off the baseline. No good. Campbell tries to save it. And I tell you, number 10, Marcus Hobson, throws the ball off of Jack Campbell with a heads-up play to preserve the possession here for Cascade with 5:33 to go in the half. It's 18-17, Mount Vernon over Cascade.
You know, Marcus Hobson dribbles the ball very deliberately, and Bryce Clowers is just licking his chops, going to steal one of these times. He's out of the game now, and Ryder Williams has it guarded by Clowers.
Oh, Clowers goes for it on the ground. It's a scrum, and they're going to call the timeout.
Wow.
Coach Newcomb got it while Clowers had it. That is a heads-up timeout by Coach Newcomb and a heads-up play by Clowers. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMBI, and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook, alongside me, Alan Buck, the fourth annual Gobbler Game Shootout. Here from Rose Holman, the Institute of Technology, the Fighting Engineers, Holbert Arena, 18-17, Mount Vernon over Cascade, with 5:20 to go. On the inbounds to Clowers. Mount Vernon setting up the offense. Hoster now dribbles in, finds Rob. Rob along the baseline. Dribbles back out to Snodgrass. Now Clowers on the left side. Back up top to Rob. Rob tries to find a seam. They work it around. Just kind of picking their poison here.
Good patience on the offense.
But good defense by Cascade, too.
Very much so. Oh, nice cut.
Hostetter from the free throw line. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by 24, Connor Sanders. Clowers on the defensive end, all over Savini. Sanders tries to come out and give him a little help. Clowers just sidesteps that.
Yeah, if Clowers is guarding somebody with the ball, they need help.
They go down low, the Sanders brothers. And that's a two ball by number five, Savini. No good. Rebounded by Meyer Robb. 4:20 to go. 1 point Wildcat lead, 18-17 here against Cascade. Hostetter up top. Dribbles in, kicks it back out to Snodgrass. Over to Robb. Robb at the free throw line. Down low to Schickle. Schickle through the double team. Out to Snodgrass for three, and he nails it. 21-17 matches the largest lead of the afternoon for the Wildcats. A four-point lead, 21-17 with 3:53 to go in the half.
That's
a foul on Hostetter down low.
Yeah,
they were trying to get it to Savini.
Yeah, Nash just tried to, a defensive back, tried to reach out and get the ball, had that one hand in the middle of the back. In football, you can get away with that, not in the short pants.
21-17 the score, 3:50 to go in the half. Sanders on the inbounds for Cascade. Finds Savini. Savini around Hostetter. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Meyer Robb. Robb with the rebounding this afternoon. Finds Snodgrass. He'll set up for another three. Off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Savini. He'll take it up himself. Up top. Slows it down. Kicks it in the corner for a three ball. That is good by Hobson. Makes it a one-point game, 21-20. Mount Vernon over Cascade with 3:20 to go here in the half.
Is that 12 that hit that?
It was Hobson.
Hobson's not in the game.
Yeah, it was 12 then.
Okay.
Rob through the paint, nails it for two, back up to a three-point lead, 23-20 with 3:03 to go. They're going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMVI, and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? Online orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, here from Rose Holman. The fourth annual Gobbler Games, Mount Vernon versus Cascade. Wildcats up 23-20 with under 3 to go in the half.
And a man-to-man press, full court.
Cascade breaks through. They get it to Trembley. Back out to Williams. Drives in for a layup. Cascade cuts it to a one-point lead. 23-22 Wildcats with 2:44 to go. Boozy over to Rob. In the corner to Clowers. Kind of working around. Kind of a zone defense right now, Allen, for Cascade.
Yeah, this is the first we've seen the zone. It's a 2-3.
Go down low. Hostetter from the free throw line. Can't get it to go. Number five, Savini with the rebound. Going to take it up to Sanders. Over to Savini. Savini in the paint. Puts up a shot. It's good. Cadets back up by one, 24-23, with 2:12 to go in the half. Rob looks to the sideline, gets a little guidance, hands it over to Hostetter. He's up top. He's going to set up the offense now for the Mount Vernon Wildcats. Down by one. Rob dribbles on the left side. Boozy in the corner for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Trebley. Trebley's going to take it coast to coast. Hands off for a three ball. That is no good. Intended by number 12. Back to Sanders with the rebound. Hook shot by Sanders. No good. Rebounded by Schickel. Hostetter on the fast break to Boozy. Boozy can't get it to go. They're going to call a charge on Boozy. So with 1:32 to go, it'll be Cascade 24, Mount Vernon 23, Cascade ball here. I don't know, you know, since we have such a good view down here, Alan, was that a charge?
I'm sorry, I was catching up on statistics. I didn't even see it. My apologies.
I just would have liked to have had your opinion there because it was right in front of us.
Yeah.
Cascade, they have Williams dribbled up the left side, attacks the basket, gets it to go. 26-23, three-point lead for the Cadets here with 1:12 to go in the half.
Clowers committed another foul there. They didn't blow the whistle on him, but
Rob dribbles up top. That should have been a foul. They get it to Boozy for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Savini. Savini on the fast break to number 12. And they're going to call a foul on us. That's going to go against Hostetter.
That's two on Nash.
But I thought Hostetter was set.
Yeah, that's I would have liked to have had that call 84 feet closer to us. Actually, I'm going to have to ask the coach. I don't think they shortened this court. I think it's a 92-foot.
Number 12 is Horrell. It's number two on
Davis. Davis Horrell.
No.
No?
It's Horning.
Horning? Eli Horning?
Yeah, number two on our thing is number 12.
Okay.
So he's a 6-foot sophomore at the line, Horning.
And hit his first one.
Makes it a 4-point game. That's their largest lead of the afternoon. Five now, 28-25. The largest deficit for Mount Vernon here with 48 seconds to go in the half. Need to get this possession converted before the half. Hostetter in the corner to Rob. Back to Hostetter. They work it around. They got it in the corner. It's set up for a three. No good. That was number 22 with the three ball there. That was Harshbar. So they just set 5 points up. Cascade, top the key. Trebley, 16 on the clock. They're going to run this clock down and try to go for the final shot to go into the locker room, up by a couple possessions. Williams now, 7 on the clock. Tries to go around Boozy. Kicks it off to Savini. They're going to run out of time. Stolen by Hostetter. So at the end of the first half, it'll be Cascade 28, Mount Vernon 23. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. We'll be back with the halftime show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMVI, and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Holiday decorating time is here, and Butts Hardware is stocked up on everything that you need, from indoor and outdoor timers to extension cords from 3 feet to 100 feet, plug adapters, and light gutter clips. It's all at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245 Dock Fee. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. Deal percent for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GM. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Attention, Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Why wait for Black Friday? At Expressway Jeep, the savings start now with Black Friday all month long.
Like a new 2024 Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, only $59,990. Save over $10,000. Or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $49,790. Save over $9,000. Or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,450. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 Dock Fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, live from the 4th Annual Gobbler Games on the campus of Rose Holman University, Hobart Arena here, Alan Buck, where it's 28-23, Cascade over Mount Vernon. Let us know how we got to that score here during the first half.
Well, it's first quarter, Mount Vernon won 18-14. The second quarter, Cascade won 14-5. They tightened up their defense, went to some zone, which clogged up the lane, and that kept Meyer Robb from penetrating the lane like he has done, and he did that to either score himself or kick the ball out. But credit Cascade's defense. They just stopped us up. Eli Horning for Cascade had 5 points. He was the phantom early in the game. He's wearing a different jersey number than what he has in the roster.
He's listed as 2 on our roster, but he's wearing 12.
Yeah, so, but we finally, Chris figured that out. We got him at 5 points. Ryder Williams, 7. Toby Savini, 5. Brady Trebley, 6. Connor Sanders, 3. And Carter Sanders, 2. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, Nash was 7. Meyer Robb was 7. Brady Schickel with 4. Ryder Snodgrass with 5. And that is all the scoring that you have for Mount Vernon. Our defense is fine. They are hitting some really good quality shots. As I said, the referees are letting them play both directions. I've seen several fouls by Mount Vernon get committed and didn't get called, so I'm not sitting here complaining that Cascade's getting away with a lot. It's going both ways.
Yeah.
But what I'd like to see in the second half, we will make some adjustments. We got into a little bit of pass and stand late in that second quarter, and that might be part of the reason we only got 5 points that quarter. Offensively, we're not getting good rebounding position, although defensively we are. So maybe that's just goes with the direction of the floor. That one time we had a five-guard offense in there, and we had Hostetter, Rob, Boozy, who was the other one, Campbell, and Clowers. Those are five guards we had playing. So, we're not hugely outsized by Cascade.
Yeah, I mean, with Sanders, Connor, and Carter both being 6'5 seniors, thought that might give us a little trouble heading into the pregame, you know. But
we've got better athleticism. I've seen Brady Schickel get up a lot higher than either of those guys can get up. Meyer Robb can certainly do that too. And Ryder Snodgrass, when he gets in there, again, he's a football player and he's got the shoulders of it. So when he goes up and bangs into those guys, they're going to move.
I'd like to commend Schickel first half without a...
6 consecutive quarters.
Wow.
The Schickel family might disown him if he doesn't start committing some fouls. That's not the trademark of a Schickel. But the other thing, a while ago I was talking about Bryce Clowers, who was just licking his chops the way Marcus Hobson dribbles very high and very deliberately. Well, as it happened, Hobson was out of the game then, so he was guarding Williams. Next, in the blink of an eye, he flicked the ball away on the dribble and then looked like, you know how when Russell shoots for a takedown, he just shot through the guy's leg but to the side of him, but thought he was going to take his legs out, but he missed. But he grabbed the ball, rolled over it, and that's when the coach called the timeout before, because he didn't have Bryce didn't have anybody to throw the ball to, because he was the only player that had crossed the 10-second line. And if he threw it to one of his teammates, it would have been over and back. So coach called the timeout and saved the possession, but that's just a lightning steal by Bryce Clowers.
Minute 12 to go here in the period for warm-ups in Cascade. As you had to come out of the locker room, Alan Buck, would you like to hypothesize what that means?
Unless they are just an extraordinarily much better team and what they've shown, there's no reason to have them, because, I mean, they got a 5-point lead. They've scored 14 in each of the two quarters. They held us to 5 in the second.
I'm reading the body language coming out of that locker room. Yeah. Cascade just entered.
You'd think they're down 10. Their coach might have given them a big chewing, but we won't say what part of the body,
But I just don't see that. You know, they played hard. They built that 5-point lead towards the end, being down by as much as 4 on a couple occasions.
Turnovers would be relatively low. Rebounding, I've got everything fairly close. Actually, I'm not going to add them up right now, but we've only got 3 players with a rebound. And so I don't know. Actually, you know what, if there's one thing, the Sanders brothers have a rebound apiece. They're the tallest players on the court, and they each have 1. Toby Savini, all 5'11 of him, leads them with 5. But that's the only thing. Everything else, they played a good, you know, fairly conservative, straight-up game, no big errors.
Starting 5 back out for the Wildcats, Hostetter, Snodgrass, Meyer Robb, Clowers, Jekyll.
Same starting lineup out for...
Fouled up, start of third quarter. Snodgrass into Hostetter. Hostetter takes it up, top the key. Hands it over to Snodgrass. Over to Clowers. Clowers goes in, kicks it back out to Schickel. Schickel to Clowers for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded at number five, Savini. Savini takes it up the court, 28-23. Cascade with the lead and the basketball here early in the third. Kind of works it around to Trebley. Number three, Williams. Sanders down low to Trebley, and he got the basket and the foul.
And that one, Schickel didn't commit. He was behind the guy, and the referee that called it was behind Schickel, couldn't see the space in between the two of them.
So this would be a three-point play opportunity to make this an eight-point lead.
You know, that's pretty awful when the first foul of the season, you don't even commit, and they call it on you.
Can't get it, so it remains a seven-point lead, 30-23. Wildcats need to convert here. Get it to Rob. Rob dribbles back out in front of the Wildcat bench. Now attacks. Over to Snodgrass. Hostetter thought about pulling the trigger. Pulls it down. Drives into the paint. Hands it back to Snodgrass.
Oh, nice.
No attack. In the corner to Clowers for three. Short. Rebounded by Williams. Williams kicks it over to Connor Sanders. Sanders will take it up. Work it around to Savini. Savini at the free throw line. Guarded by Hostetter. Throws up a shot. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Meyer Robb. Robb on the fast break. Slows it down. Gets it to Hostetter. He'll attack the basket. Lays it up for two. 25-30. Wildcats down by five with 6:34 to go in the third.
Flowers is all over Williams in the backcourt again.
Williams gets in the corner to Sanders. Down low to the other one. Banks it in for two. That was Connor Sanders. 32-25. Back up to a seven-point lead here for the Cadets. Robb drives in. Back out to Hostetter. Into the paint. Over to Robb. He'll take a three. Off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Hostetter. Gets it to Robb again. Robb into the paint. Snodgrass with a set-up three. He nails it. 32-28. Cuts it to a four-point lead with 5:51 to go in the third.
That rebound Hostetter got in the corner, that's because Snodgrass jumped over the top of everybody and flicked the ball over there to the corner. Couldn't get it himself, but he did that and didn't jump on anybody's back either.
Savini for three in the corner. No good. Rebounded by Robb. Robb's got to have about five rebounds.
Six.
Gets it over to Hostetter on the fast break. Throws up a shot. Gets it to go. Cuts it to a two-point lead for Cascade with 5:24 to go. 32-30. Cascade with the lead and the ball. Savini takes it up. Crosses the timeline here. Sets up the offense. Picked up by Hostetter. Kicks it over to 22, Trebley. Trebley to Sanders. That's Connor. Down low to Trebley. And he's going to draw a foul. And he'll stop it with 5:05 to go. Two-point Cascade advantage.
That's on Brady on the catch, not on the shot. So they're going to inbound it underneath their own basket.
Number 23, Connor Sanders, right in front of us, set to inbound as Horning checks in. For the Cadets, they get it into Horning. Up top, thought about a three, pulls it down. Finds Trebley. Trebley at the top of the key, guarded by Schickel. They work it around to Horning. Spin move, puts it up. Gets it to go. Four-point lead for the Cadets. 34-30 with 4:51 to go in the third. Hostetter now right to or left or right on your dial. Sets up the Wildcat offense. Looks to Coach on the sideline. Code is still on here in the third for Coach Newcomb. Always a good sign on the road. Hostetter for three. Can't get the bounce. Rebounded by Trebley. Trebley on the fast break to Sanders. Sanders up to Horning, can't get it to go. Rebounded by Meyer Robb. Robb back the other way, down by four of the Wildcats. Robb into the paint, hands it over to Hostetter. Looks for some help, up top to Robb. Robb's going to reboot the offense here. Drives in, along the paint, can't get the bank in. Rebounded by Sanders, that's Connor Sanders. And they're going to take a timeout here. Are the Cascade Cadets with 4:03 to go? We'll take a brief timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMVI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Holiday decorating time is here, and Bud's Hardware is stocked up on everything that you need, from indoor and outdoor timers to extension cords from 3 feet to 100 feet, plug adapters, and light gutter clips. It's all at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. The fourth annual Gobbler Games here on the campus of Rose Holman, the Fighting Engineers, Hobart Arena. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, 34-30, Mount Vernon down to Cascade.
Yeah, that Coach Newcomb was giving the referee all he'd listened to about that. Meyer Robb was going in for a shot, and he got banged and as he was jumping in the air, so he ended up flying laterally several feet to his right, made the shot very, very difficult, and, of course, he didn't get it in. And referee didn't change his mind either. But that was one of those where it really did affect the shot, should have been called.
Bringing it in, Cascade. Working it around, number three. Work it to Trebley. Into the paint from the free throw line, off balance, no good. Rebound by Robb. Robb dribbles in. Kicks it in the corner to Boozy for three.
Oh, that was Boozy.
Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Williams. Williams is going to slow the pace down. We're under 3.5 to go into third. 4-point Cascade lead, 34-30 over your Mount Vernon Wildcats. Working it down low. They get it to Sanders. Draws the foul against, that's going to be Price. That's number 23. That's Connor Sanders. So makes it 36-30 with the free shot pending here with 3:16 to go in the third. He gets it. 37-30, 7-point lead for the Cadets, largest of the afternoon. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. This place makes me sick. Hostetter, Robb, dribbles into the paint.
Yeah, they're back in that 2-3 zone again, and they're giving us just enough space. We think we've got an open three, but they're able to close out, so we aren't getting a good shot off.
Robb drives in, lays it up for two, cuts it to a 5-point lead, 37-32, with 2:36 to go in the third.
He split down the lane and ended up being a left-handed spin shot off the glass. Nicely done.
Williams up top, looks for some help. Finds Horning along the baseline. It's going to be knocked out by Hostetter. Good defense by Nash.
Yeah, he got beat, but he didn't. He stayed with it and reached in and flicked it away from behind. Nice, clever job, and it was good help. I think it was Clowers that cut him off from the front, so nice double team on that.
Michigan up 13-10. For those of you at home, missed on the shot by Trebley. Robb with the rebound. Hostetter thought about it, gets it to Robb. Robb dribbles, attacks. He's going to draw a foul.
They're calling it on the floor, but Robb continued with it and hit a nice little scoop spinner. And Robb's got 9 rebounds on the night. He's really going after it. And that time, Hostetter was blocking out his man, so it was a big empty space for Robb to jump in and claim it.
Robb on the right side looks for some help. Dribbles back into the paint from the free throw line. Can't get it to go. Clowers with the rebound. Back to Hostetter for three.
That's
gets the bounce. Cuts it to a 2-point lead. 37-35. Cadets here with 1:48 to go in the third. Great back and forth on a Saturday afternoon here at Rose Holman. Good defensive play by Robb. Knocks it out of Sanders' hand, but it went off Robb last. It'll be the Cadets' ball here right in front of us.
I want to say that was a one heck of a rebound by Bryce Clowers on that other end. Saved the possession and got us a 3-point basket from Hostetter, but he was just an excellent rebound.
Get it into Savini through the traffic, banks it in for two. 39-35, back up to a 4-point lead here for the Cadets. Rob along the baseline, behind the back, dribble, throws up a shot, gets it to go, and draws the foul for a three-point, potential three-point play the old-fashioned way. Potentially a two-point lead right now, 39-37, stops with 1:28 to go. Now, Rob.
You got to use that word potentially, don't you? I'm saying I'm putting this in an ink. He's going to hit this one.
I have faith.
He's too good of a shooter with the game at this juncture. He's got his focus.
Cut it to one, and he does. 39-38, Cascade with 1:27 to go here in the third. Williams is going to take it up for the Cadets. Gets it over to Trebley. Working around the corner to Honing.
Oh, Brady.
Yep, Schickel's going to pick up number three there.
Yeah, he put his hands on him. He was moving his feet, but he went ahead and put his hands on him and got called. That's his third this quarter. Trebley's got a build similar to Schickel, so there's some good muscle going against each other out there.
Snodgrass checks in for Schickel. 1:14 to go. They get it into Williams with a little hook shot. Gets his own rebound and the putback. No good. Rebounded by Hostetter. 1:07 to go. Hostetter crosses the timeline, going left to right. Now attacks the basket. High off the glass. It's good. Mount Vernon back in front by one. 40-39 with under a minute to go in the third. They were down by as many as eight.
Yep. That was Nash.
Yep. Williams kicks it out to number 10. That's Hobson.
Oh, nice defense, Boozy.
Trebley for three. Can't get it to go. And there's a whistle away.
Yeah, Carter went over Snodgrass's back. Snodgrass had him positioned beautifully, and Carter just jumped up on his back, and the referee saw it and called it.
Michigan just beat Ohio State, I believe. Let me confirm that. Hostetter's going to take it up. Slows the pace here with 30 seconds to go and a one-point lead, 40-39.
Jacket's still on.
When you're on the road, that's great, you know.
And in a one-point contest and the way that they've been letting it play both ways, there have been times that I'm sure he wants to rip it off, but he's doing it.
Uncontested here. They're going to run some clock. He'll probably go at 10, and he does. Rob, top the key, down low to Campbell. To Snodgrass. Campbell for three at the buzzer. It's short. Snodgrass tries to save it, and they're going to run out of time. I don't think they got it off. That's a missed shot. So at the end of the third quarter, it'll be Mount Vernon 40, Cascade 39. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Mount Vernon Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at ExpressWayChevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245 dock fee. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GMF. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offers. See dealer for details.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside Meow Buck. The fourth annual Gobbler Games here from Rose Holman University, home of the Fighting Engineers, Holberg Arena. Start of the fourth quarter, Mount Vernon up 40-39 over Cascade. Cadets with the ball, going right to left, right in front of us. They're trying to work it around the outside perimeter to find a seam. A little bit of a zone defense here by the Mount Vernon Wildcats, Alba.
Yeah, it's kind of a matchup zone.
Working it around. That's number five, Savini, off the mark. Rebounded by Hirschberger.
Nice rebound.
Work it now. Snodgrass. Or actually check that. Meyer Robb running the offense.
He's got an isolation.
Yep. Gets it in, drives. Can't get it to go. Gets his rebound, but it's stolen by Savini on the fast break.
Block from behind Horny. By Boosie.
They're going to call a foul, I believe.
Ooh.
I don't know. Boosie hit that clean.
Yeah, I think
right in front of us here.
I think with his follow through, he might have gotten the hand, but sure would like to have seen that one go. But yeah, Eli Horning is at the line shooting two. He's 2 for 2 from the line on the game.
6:58, the untimed opportunity.
They have nobody on the line, so apparently he's a good free throw shooter.
And he missed
You're
it.
You're welcome.
40-39, 1 point Wildcat advantage. This potentially to tie. Eli Horning, 6 foot sophomore. Hits it. We're knotted at 40 all. 6:58 to go in the ball game here. Fourth annual Gobbler Games.
That's 6:50 on the shot clock. So they can hold for one.
So yeah. Rob's going to pull it back and run a little clock.
Yeah, that's good. We got Brady on the bench taking a rest with those three fouls. We've got Bryce Clowers on the bench also taking a rest. They are sitting back in their 2-3 zone, and truthfully, Mount Vernon's had trouble navigating that. They shift very well in their zone, so we can't penetrate the lane as well as we'd like, and our three-point shooting has been suspect. Is that a decent enough word?
Yeah.
Hadn't been particularly good, put it that way. Meyer Robb's dribbling off. He's dribbled off 50 seconds.
Yeah, we're here at almost 6 minutes to go in the game, tied at 40 all.
And, you know, that's fine with me. I mean, people get up and say, this is boring. Well, you're figuring out how are we going to win. And
when we had this last year, team did this to us.
Mm-hmm.
I forget which team it was.
Yeah, but right now, if nothing else changes, we go down the last 10 seconds of the game with a tie game and we have the ball. That's our opportunity to win. They have to decide to come out and guard us, which they are. Carter is now coming out.
Now they're going to go. Rob in the corner to Boozy. Back up top to Rob. 5.5 to go in a ball game. 40 all the score. Taking their time.
But the main thing is we can't get impatient and take a bad shot. Okay, now we call it a timeout, and we got Hostetter, Clowers, and Schickel coming back into the game.
So let's,
there. We took a minute and a half off the clock, and they got extra rest.
Well, let's keep it here during this break. They're going to give us a full timeout, so we'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside Alan Buck here, live from Rose Holman, the Institute of Technology, the Fighting Engineers. Hulbert Arena, fourth annual Gobbler Games, 40 all the score, 5:19 to go. Meyer Robb set to inbound.
And it was just under 7 when we got this possession, and they let us stand there for over a minute, and now they're playing defense again. They're coming out of their zone.
Clowers over to Hostetter, back up top.
Yeah, they're man-to-man now.
Dribble. Got a seam now. Finds Rob. Rob had it for a minute, but he pulled it back.
He had a wide-open three. I'm wondering if that we're running what I would call a yellow offense, where layups are okay, but no threes.
Hostetter to Snodgrass. He had a shot there. I think you're correct. Rob along the baseline, back in the corner. Back up top to Hostetter. Clowers on the other corner. Just kind of running some clock here. There's Rob with an opportunity down low to Schickle. Banks it in for two.
Beautiful pass, Meyer Rob. He got the penetration. All eyes were on him. Brady cut from the short corner. He got the ball. He went up higher than those guys can go up.
42-40. Wildcats in front. 4:20 to go in the ball game. Williams can't get it to go. Flowers with the rebound. That's a birthday rebound for him.
He's had a nice game. Was it? Yeah, that was Savini. Five.
Yeah, Savini, five, my fault. Rob now up top. Kicks it over to Hostetter. Back over to Rob on the right wing. Gets some help from Snodgrass.
Oh.
Into the paint. And he's going to be fouled, and it'll stop it with 3:54 to go. 2-point Wildcat advantage here, 42-40.
Yeah, I think Meyer Rob has played an awful lot of AAU ball in the summer. This man-to-man defense they're putting on him doesn't shake him up at all. I mean, he just is cooler with the ball.
They get it in here to Clowers. Clowers up top. Stares down his man. Hands it over to Hostetter. 3:48 to go. 2-point lead for Mount Vernon. Dribbles around into the paint. Hostetter through the traffic. Gets some help. Clowers now out in the corner.
Earlier in the game, that would have been a shot. Earlier in the game, Rob would have taken a couple of those shots. Instead, they're looking to pass to an open man. If they don't get the layup, they're passing out to the three-point line.
Schickle comes out, sets a screen. Rob goes in behind him. Schickle now along the baseline. Fights through, back out to Hostetter.
See, earlier in the game, Schickle would have taken that baseline jumper.
Right in front of the bench, Hostetter in the corner. They work it around the Clowers outside the three-point arc as we approach 3:10 to go.
They're getting a golf clap from me. This is showing good patience. They've had some decent shots, but not gimmies. Not perfect.
No, not like the last one to Schickle. Hostetter into Snodgrass. Snodgrass breaks it in for two. 44-40 with 2:51 to go. 4-point lead for the Wildcats here. Cascade nice, on the move.
Nice assist, Hostetter, on that
Sanders
one.
Back out to Williams. Working it around here. Back out for one of the Sanders boys. Down low, Williams no good, or Hobson no good. Rebounded by Hostetter with 2:30 to go and a 4-point Wildcat lead. We have the ball. Alan, you want to run a little more clock here if you're Mount Vernon, right?
We don't want to shoot ever again.
Hostetter had a clean shot at the goal, pulls it back. Finds Rob. Rob in the corner to Snodgrass, to Schickle. Schickle to free throw line, back to Rob. And Rob's going to be fouled.
See, when Schickle got the ball in there coming across the lane, he just had one guy up on him at about 12 feet out. One step, he's past the guy and can explode to the basket. He didn't try it. He kicked it back out to the guard. Let's work it.
So Boozy checks in for Snodgrass here with 2:09 to go.
Another ball handler. Now we've got four ball handlers and Brady.
And it looks like number 22, Trebley, is going to check back into the contest.
Yeah.
For Cascade.
And I believe Snodgrass is sitting up there close.
Schickle has a shot blocked.
Holy cow.
By Sanders. That was Connor Sanders. And he gets it to Williams. Under two to go here. Williams up top. And he's going to be fouled by Boozy. That's going to be a foul against number five, Savini, I believe. Or check. Yeah, it's on Savini.
Yeah. It's Boozy's third. But they're not shooting, I don't think. No. It's just under out of bounds of the basket, 2 minutes even.
Connor Sanders on the inbound. Gets it in. Hobson just loses
nice
it.
Nice job. That's our ball. Yeah. Nash was behind him. Rob capped the ball, and the kid was trying to go up for a shot.
It was all ball.
Rob finally let go of the ball, and all Hobson could do was let it fall out of his hands out of bounds.
1:55 to go. 4-point lead for Mount Vernon here, 44-40.
That's going to be on number five.
That's Savini.
Savini, yeah. He
fouled him the minute he crossed the timeline. I think they had one to give. No, they've got two to give.
Yeah, and he's built about like Hostetter, so they're going at it kind of hard, and Hostetter just let him have a little bit of his shoulder, and there you go.
Schickle gets it in to Boozy. Boozy through the double team. They're going to foul Boozy. Take your pick. There were two people. That was Trembley and Connor Sanders.
And it's on Trembley. It honestly doesn't matter. It's Trebley's first foul. It's only their fourth. It's
they've
our ball
one
out of bounds.
Go still. So yeah. 44-40, 147 to go in the contest.
They might foul him here.
Hostetter.
Yeah, he's banging him there. Just to, if he gets a foul, he gets a foul. He doesn't care.
Yep, there they got it.
If he knocks Hostetter off balance and the referee hadn't called a foul, they get the steal. So he did it right. Savini, he was banging Hostetter, just chest bumping him. And fortunately, Nash, like I said, they're built similarly. Nash was able to stay on his feet, but that was a good tactic.
Savini.
Second foul.
Sends Hostetter to the line, looking to make this a five-point contest. Hits it, 35-40. Wildcats up, untimed opportunity with a minute 39 to go.
Harding back in. He's a little bit better scorer than Hobson. He's a little taller, too.
So make it a six-point game. Two-possession game. Hits them both, 46-40. Snodgrass is going to check in for Hostetter here with 1:39 to go.
And all this is to give Nash some rest because it takes a lot of gas out of you handling the ball like that, especially when you got that pressure that Savini's putting on him. Snodgrass is in for defensive rebounding. Nash will come right back.
Williams brings it up for Cascade over to Savini. Savini almost traveled there, and that's Horning. What'd they call?
I think they might have given their coach a warning. He was out of the coach's box, kind of on the edge of the court, and he was very close to play. So I think that's what it was. He traveled.
Yep, that's what they called.
I thought
travel against Savini.
That was Bryce was all over him defensively, and I thought they were going to call Bryce, but he did take a bunny hop before he put it down.
Hostetter checks in for Snodgrass. 1:29 to go. 6-point Wildcat advantage.
See where Snodgrass is? He's right next to the scorer's table. As soon as it goes the other direction, he's coming back in.
We are in the bonus. Rob fights through the double team, breaks through.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's knocked away, and a Trebley comes up with it.
Oh, almost nice job. Hostetter got his hands on it, and then Hobson flicked it out of bounds again. It's our ball. Beautiful play, Nash. And you almost got to feel sorry for Hobson. He's had two in a row like that. We got hands on the ball, and then he ended up knocking out of bounds.
Clower set the inbounds here, 1:18 to go, 6-point Wildcat lead.
They are not guarding the inbounder.
Get it into Hostetter. Hostetter got fouled, but Williams ends up with it.
Yeah, Savini pushed him down and didn't get called.
Sanders puts up a two ball, and they call a timeout with 1:09 to go. Cuts it to a 4-point lead, 46-42. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. The fourth annual Gobbler Game Shootout here at Rose Holman Institute of Technology here outside of Terre Haute. Hubert Arena, Chris Cook, Alan Buck, 46-42. 4-point Wildcat advantage. It'll be Mount Vernon ball coming out of the timeout.
Their defense on inbound is very, very good. They don't guard the passer. So then they've got three guys on the two that are closest. And then our other two that are farther away, it's a very difficult pass. That's what just happened. They threw a very long pass. Nash couldn't out-duel Savini for the ball. It was up in the air.
Schickel gets it into Hostetter.
Schickel traveled, actually, out of bounds.
Hostetter.
Oh, no, he didn't. That was after a made basket. My mistake.
Through the traffic. Dribbling around, trying to burn some time. And Coach is going to take a...
No, Savini fouled him.
Okay.
Yeah, Nash is very clever with his body there. He got in front of Savini, got the balls dribbling in front of him, squarely in front of him, so Savini couldn't reach into him, and then he kind of backed up, and Savini banged into him. as a ball handler, you can back into a guy all day long. It's 99% of the time.
46-42, 58.5 ticks here, huh? Stetter with an opportunity to make this a five-point lead, and he missed it. Remains a four-point lead, 46-42. Now, you know, Coach always talks about 50 being that magic number when you're on the road, Alan Buck.
Mm-hmm. We will see if we can get there. Tell you, they only let it. We only got 10 and a half seconds off the clock on that possession, and they fouled Nash.
He misses them both. Cascade with the ball. Four-point lead for the Wildcats here. 52 seconds to go. Warning. Williams stolen by Meyer Robb. He's going to go down to Boozy. Kicks it back out to Robb.
Excellent play, Boozy. He had a path to the basket, but he's not the tallest, and you got some giraffes down there for Cascade. Instead of getting that ball rejected, he threw it right back out.
Connor Sanders with the foul on Meyer Robb. Stocks with 41.4 ticks. 46-42, the Wildcat advantage as Meyer Robb's at the line.
That was great defense down here. Nash was chasing from behind, so they had two guys going after the guy with the ball. And he,
oh wow,
Meyer Robb missed one.
Three straight missed field goals or extra
free throws. Free throws.
But they switch gears from football to basketball still.
Yeah, the ball handler turned to throw it to the guy that Hostetter left, and Meyer Robb saw that and reacted.
Hits the second, 47-42 with 40 ticks to go. Williams, Savini brings it up, crosses the timeline, top the key, picked up by Robb. Savini in with Robb with a hand on it. Hostetter with the rebound. Hostetter's going to take it across, and he is tackled
by Savini. That was beautiful defense. Meyer Robb just didn't yield and let him drive around him. And then when Savini went up, Savini's given up about 5 inches to Meyer Robb, and Robb can leap. He got up and blocked the shot clean. Clean, fair, and legal. And then, fortunately, the rebound went to Nash. You're not going to steal the ball from Nash on the dribble. He dribbled between three guys and got it up court, and Savini tackled him.
Hostetter's first shot is good, 48-42, 24.4 ticks to go. Back up to a six-point Wildcat lead. This will be the nail in the coffin if he can hit this one. Hostetter, second opportunity.
Nothing like throwing that pressure on him, Chris.
Trebly on the fast break, slows it down. Kicks it over to Connor Sanders for three off the mark.
That's an air ball.
That went out of bounds. It'll be Wildcat ball with a six-point lead, 48-42, and 14.8 seconds to go in the contest.
Okay, now they've changed it up. They are guarding the inbounder.
Jack Campbell checks in.
Another ball handler. Well, but they took out Bryce Clowers.
I don't understand that.
I don't get that one either. Oh, Campbell, I bet, is a better free thrower. Nothing personal, Bryce, but I bet that's
Hostetter it. Hostetter is going to draw the foul with 12.4 to go. Stops the clock because, you know, if you're down by six, you got to preserve that clock. But
that's right.
It's a double-edged sword when you found somebody like Hostetter.
Well, he's 50%.
Flowers is right by the timeline, getting ready to go in on defense, I'd imagine.
Yeah. If you need defense, he needs to be on the floor.
So Hostetter has an opportunity to make this a seven-point advantage for Mount Vernon. And he does.
Who was that foul on? Was it on 23, Connor Sanders?
Yeah. Okay. 49-42, 12.4 to go. Wildcats up by seven. Next one, make it eight.
So then if they get the touchdown, they got to go for two?
Yeah. Shots away. Hits them both. 50-42. We talked about the magic number. Eight-point lead. Clowers checks back in. He's going to go in for Meyer Robb.
And the honor.
Or no, he didn't go in for Robb.
No, he went in for Campbell.
Yeah, went in for Campbell. A long three ball.
Savini, nope.
Schickle with the rebound, and they're just going to run out the clock. So 50-42. That is going to be a final here from Rose Holman as Mount Vernon goes to 2-0 with a win here in the fourth annual Gobbler Games. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. We'll be back with the postgame show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Holiday decorating time is here, and Butts Hardware is stocked up on everything that you need, from indoor and outdoor timers to extension cords from 3 feet to 100 feet, plug adapters, and light gutter clips. It's all at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza. Voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Doing one more rep, giving 100% during drills, finishing the game strong.
There's a gratifying lesson in pushing yourself to your limit.
Digging a little deeper.
Refusing to give up. I am Bryce Gray from University High School.
And I'm Ashton Elpers from North Posey High School. In high school sports, when you push your body to the brink, you realize how mentally tough you are.
No matter what challenges come your way, you know you can overcome them.
Your commitment and work ethic as a student athlete helps build the drive you need to handle the physical, mental, and emotional demands of each day.
And with your coach and teammates behind you, you are reminded that you never have to face any of it alone.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. You can see student athletes overcome obstacles firsthand by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. It's always good to know we have champions of high school sports in the stands. This is learning perseverance. This is developing grit. This is your IHSAA.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, live from the Gobbler Game Shootout here, the Rose Holman Institute of Technology, home of the Fighting Engineers. Holbert Arena, your Mount Vernon Wildcats moved to 2-0 on the young season by a score of 50-42 over the Cascade Cadets. First ever meeting of these two teams, Alan Buck. Wildcats with the advantage, 1-0 on that all-time series.
There are an awful lot of interesting things for Coach to get on them about. There are a lot of really interesting things, and we'll talk about those Monday on the Coach's Show. But how we got here... Mount Vernon won the first quarter 18-14. Second quarter was Cascades 14-5. That gave them a 28-23 lead at halftime, reversed it by 9 points. Third quarter, Mount Vernon won 17-11 to take a 40-39 lead. And in the fourth quarter, Mount Vernon hit 10, held Cascade to 3 points. That's terrific in a quarter. So 50-42 is your final for Cascade Cadets. Eli Horning was 2-for-2 on two-pointers, 1-for-2 from three, 3-for-4 on free throws for 11 points. Ryder Williams was 2-for-2 on two-pointers, 1-for-1 on three-pointers for 7 points. Toby Savini was 2-for-10 on two-pointers, 1-for-5 on three-pointers, 7 points. He had 8 rebounds to go along with that, and they list Toby Savini at 5'11". He's kind of looks kind of like a Nash Hostetter, so he could carve out some space for those rebounds, but he was very good at it. Marcus Hobson, 0-for-1 on two-pointers, did not score. Brady Trebley, 2-for-3 on two-pointers, 2-for-3 from the line, 0-for-2 from three-point line for 6 points. Also had 6 rebounds to go along with that. Connor Sanders, 3 for 5 from two-point range, 0 for 1 from 3. Hit both of his free throws, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Carter Sanders, 1 for 3 from two-point range, 0 for 1 from 3, 2 points on the game, and a rebound. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, Nash, 5 for 8 on two-pointers, 5 for 8 on free throws, 2 for 4 from 3, 21 points, had 3 rebounds to go along with that. Meyer Robb, 4 for 10 on two-pointers, 1 for 2 from 3, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, 13 points, 9 rebounds.
Wow.
Couldn't get that last rebound to get the double-double, but no, he was...
Maybe you're unofficial.
He was all
over the court. Off.
He is probably his biggest play, though, was that steal late in the game when I think they were down by 6. And, you know, they had good three-point shooters, but he jumped up and took a steal. It was just a heck of a play. Jack Campbell missed his only three-point attempt of the game. Grayson Boozy was 0 for 1 from 2, 0 for 4 from 3. Did not score. Played good defense. That's where he scores his points. Brady Schickel, 3 for 4 from two-point range for 6 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 personal fouls. That's only an average of 1.5 per game.
Yeah.
Ryder Snodgrass, 2 for 2 on two-pointers, 2 for 3 from three-point, 6 points, or excuse me, that's 10 points and a rebound. Reese Harshbarger missed his only three-point attempt of the game. Bryce Clowers, 0 for 3 from three-point range, did not score. 5 rebounds, and of course, defense all over the place. So we only had 4 players score. That's one of the things I think Coach will discuss with the team.
Yeah.
But they really shared the ball extremely well. They ate clock in that fourth quarter, and I don't care if people think it's boring or not. How are we going to win the game is the only question to be answered.
And to win by 8 and come back from being down by as much as 8 in the third quarter, mm-hmm. on the road, Gobbler Games Tournament. You know, Coach always talks about in the coach's show, if they can get to that magic 50, especially on the road, you're going to be in a position to where you're going to be talking about a potential victory.
Yeah.
And that's held true today.
That's right. And we did that. We took very good care of the basketball down the stretch. Most, you know, we had 5 guards out there at numerous times during this game. And at the, you know, down at crunch time, most of the ball handling was done by Nash and Meyer Robb. But the, like I said, the other guards were there and they contributed as well. So that was just, it was a fun game to watch, folks, and very good because it was strategic. We did what we needed to do. We didn't panic. We didn't get out of sync. And we had all 5 players on the court at any given time. We're working together. Like I said, you know, Ryder Snodgrass is one. He's a banger. He's a defender. He only missed 1 shot on the day, scored 10 points. I mean, that, you know, that's a contribution you might or might not expect out of him on a given day. You know, Bryce Clowers, no points, a lot of defense. You're always going to get a lot of defense, but sometimes points. Grayson Boozy, no points, a lot of defense. I mean, that's love to see that kind of effort on everybody's part. But
not much time to rest. You play Friday night at home, first time this year. Yep. But guess who comes to town, Alan Buck?
Surely it's not North Posey.
It is the North Posey Vikings come to town. Home opener Friday night. I believe that's a 7:30 tip-off. We'll have all the action here on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at MountVernonRadio.com. You've got the Coach's Show
on Monday at 6 o'clock coming to you from United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. And with that, I'm going to send it back to you, Chris, and tell everybody, and this is my tribute to Jack McLean, thank you and good night to all good sports.
50-42, Mount Vernon Wildcat win over Cascade for Alan Buck and Dave Hurdle back at the station. I'm Chris Cook. From the Gobbler Games, thanking you for listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats Basketball on 106.7 WMBI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep,
Anti-Milan Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats. 106.7 WMVI.